Hello, everyone. Good evening. And Frilich and Lag BaOmer is a able to hear. Good. Okay. Lag BaOmer is a special day, a very happy day. It's a day that we halachically has halachic ramifications. We're marbe b'simcha, and the reason is Pashas, the way it's brought down in the Paiskim, is because this is the day that the Magefa, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, had stopped, miraculously stopped along. And because of that, there's Simcha Ad Hayom Hazeh. And just like, back then there was a Magefa, and like Bayim stopped the Magefa, I think we all could join in a tefillah that the Magefa that we have today, we daven should stop with Lag BaOmer as well. And just like it made Nisim back then, the schus of this day should help us today, that we should end this Magefa miraculously, and we should see Yeshuas. But what I would like to speak about is what is the Indian, what's miyuchad about this day of Lag BaOmer? Why is Lag BaOmer the day they had the tech to stop the Magefa more than any other day? It must be something unique to the day of Lag BaOmer. What's the what's special about Lag BaOmer? And maybe to add to the question a little bit, we all know that there's another big event that happened on Lag BaOmer as well, and that is what we refer to as the Hilula de Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a day which is miyuchad to celebrate Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and specifically the Gilui of Tyre Sanister, the Pimis Atira, what we refer to as Kabbalah, as Tzayit, as Nister, that Tyre that he was Megaluth, who was Zayar, and other Svarim, that is something which is Shaykh to this day, we celebrate during this day. This is the source for it is in the Ksavim of Chaim Vital, or Chaim Vital writes that this is the Simcha Lag BaOmer, because it's the Yayim Shemespai of Shimon Bar Yochai, it's the day that Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. Some regard as Yom Simcha, Shimon Bar Yochai, the day of his Simcha, the day when he was Megala, his Torah, or Mekabel, the Torah, whatever the gear says, doesn't make a difference. That's much where Mekobo, Klein Stoll is Mekobo, that there's a celebration of the Pneumius HaTorah. The Sisrei Torah, Torah Sanister, was Niskala in a very strong way on this day of Lag BaOmer. And the question is, how does that fit in with the fact that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on this day? What do these two events have to do with each other? Obviously, it's not a coincidence, not just two things that happen to happen, but there's a Shaychas between them. What's the connection between the Talmidim stopping to die and the Gilui of Pnimiyat Satara? And to say that it's a coincidence, Avada is not Mistaber. We have a call from the Maral. The Maral says very often that the call is the Dvarim Gedalim Einim B'mikra. Things that are great things that happen are never B'mikra. They're never a coincidence. There's always a Shaychas between them. When big things happen, it's never coincidental. Ad Kedei Kach, that it's Yadua, that the one who one of the biggest publicizers of the Torah of the Maral and this Dar, the last Dar was a Futner. A Futner who was very much mushed from the Maral in 1974. He traveled to Europe, and when he was there, he decided to go visit the Kever of the Maral in Prague. And I think this was the first time he was at the Kever, and he went there. It was a very emotional time for him. He felt this special connection. He even writes that he felt that he was a nitzitz of the neshama of the Maral. And he wrote a poem. He wrote like a mimer written towards the Maral. That, you know, the thoughts that he had when he was at the Kever of the Maral, a very beautiful mimer. And B'Seich HaDvar, he speaks about different things, but he mentions one thing that the Maral taught him. Out of all the different things that the Maral taught him, this is the one thing that he mentioned at his Kever, and it was this Yesod of Dvarim Gedalim Einim B'Mikra. It's something that played a very strong, big role in the Torah of the Maral. When things happen in Torah and history, whatever it is, it's never Mikra. There's always a connection between them. So to have such a big event, the whole Musig of Sanister, Pinus Atari that we have out of him as that was Niskal on Lag BaOmer, and that's a day where the Talmidim stopped dying. Obviously, there's a shaykhus between them, there's some connection. So, I want to try to understand better what's the shaykhus between these two events. And I think we first need to understand what exactly was what was the chet. The Gemara tells us, Lo Nagu covers up, they weren't mechabit each other. It doesn't really elaborate what exactly they did wrong, but I think if we're medayik in the Gemara a little bit, we can figure out. The Gemara is Maram is such, what exactly the site of the Chet was. The Gemara says that Kula Mesu Misa Ra, they died a Misa Ra, a terrible death. What was this death? So the Gemara, it goes out of its way to be Madgash and tell us exactly what the Misa was. It's like the Gemara, this is on the Yavamistaf, Zaf Samach Lezim Abbez. My Misa Ra, Amr of Nachman, Askara. Misa Ra, they died from was Askara, a certain disease called Askara. Now, what is Askara? Askara, I believe, is translated as diphtheria. It's a certain disease where a person sort of dies through, he feels some choking sensation in his throat. It starts in the stomach and ends up in the throat. And the Gemara in Shabbos is Marech, what exactly this use of Askara is. And the Gemara tells us in Bamei Madlik, in the second parak, that Askara is a machla, as I mentioned, it starts in the Bnei Ma'ayim and then ends up in the garen, in the throat. And the Gemara says, what does Askara come for? Tan Rabbanan Askara Ba La'aylam, according to the second man, the Amar, is Al Lashon Hara, comes from Lashon Hara. So a special disease that comes to Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, it's Simen Lashon Hara Askara. Whenever you see Askara, you know that there's Lashon Hara. And the Gemara explains even how you see that within the Makla itself. It starts with the Bnei Me'ayim because the Klayas Yatzais, the Armachshavas start from the stomach, from the kidneys, and from the lave, and then it ends up going out through the pack. So this Makla as well starts from the stomach, it goes into the Garein, and that's what this Makla comes for. It comes for Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Saitan, the Aflaminated, the Meraglin died in the Mitzvah of Askara also because they spoke Lashon Hara. Rashi shouts to this Gemara. This is a machla, which is a miyuchot to Lashon Hara. Whenever you see Askara, you have to be chayshed that there's Lashon Hara going on. So I think it would be very misabed that the chat of the Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva, the Lo Nagu Kavaz Avetzah, was based on Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara caused it or it was a result of it, but there's a lot of Lashon Hara going on. And if you don't believe me, I have two Edim, Ne'manim, the one from the Olam HaHalacha, one from the Olam HaAgada, the Prichadash in Shulchan Aruch and Taf Tzadi Gimel, the Marshal over here in the Chiddush HaGadol. So they both say the same thing. They say if the Gemara says Askara, it must be that it was Lashon Hara that was the cause of the Chet. So that was definitely the site of the Chet, was some type of element of Lashon Hara. And I believe that this is, I think, Merum is very nicely in the Gemara and Shabbos. This Gemara and Shabbos, this whole sugya of Askara coming for Lashon Hara appears on Daf Lamed Gimel and Shabbos. Daf Lamed Gimel, Avada is Lamed Gimel, has to do with Lag Ba'aymer, Lag. And Mistama, it's not a coincidence, not a mikra that this Gemara appears on Daf Lamed Gimel in Shabbos. And, you know, maybe you can ask, could you make Ramazim in the Dafim? The Dafim are, you know, comes from the Gayan, maybe some Yiddish printers, but, you know, is there Hashkacha in the number of the Dafim in Gemara? So Lamaisa, you do find that Sfarim do make these Ramazim. I think over here it's even more Meduyak, because this Gemara itself, the Gemara of Askara, really leads into the next Sugya. The next Sugya that it leads into is Mamish, the Maisa of Reb Shimon bar Yochai in the Ma'ara in the cave, which again happened when he came out of the cave, happened on Lag Ba'Omer, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. And this Gemara also appears in Daf Lamed Gimel and Shabbos, and the whole Sugya of Reb Shimon bar Yochai in the Ma'ara, and this already is brought down. If you start from the Sfarim, they point this out that this Gemara is on Daf Lamed Gimel, it's a remnant to Lag Ba'Omer. Furthermore, you find in the Gemara in Shavuos, you know, to do with it, there's a minig in Klai Yisrael, the Chasam Sofer had this minig to learn Masechta Shavuos between Pesach and Shavuos. It has 49 blat, and every day this year you learn another Daf. So there's a Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Dalet, the Gemara brings down that Reb Shimon said a certain din in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says over there that Mechachu Allah b'Marav, and Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at Reb Shimon's din. And Avad, it's hard to understand what does this mean, they laughed at Reb Shimon. And the Chasam Sofer said over B'dech Remez, he said that what does it mean Mechachu Allah b'Marav? The word Mechachu has two meanings. It doesn't just mean to laugh at, but it also means to laugh with, to be the Simcha. And he says that this Gemara is a Remez to the Simcha they have in Eretz Yisrael for Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon said it in, this is Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Mechachu Allah b'Marav, they're happy with Reb Shimon bar Marav in Eretz Yisrael. This is a remez to the Simcha and Meron and Lag B'Omer for Reb Shimon bar Yochai. And it appears on Daf Lamed Aleph and Shavuos, because if you start from Daf Beis and you count 33 days, this would be the blat of Lag B'Omer, Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, this is a remez to the Indian of Reb Shimon bar Yochai on Daf Lamed Aleph or Daf Lamed Gimel. So I think it's definitely the staver that this remez fits in as well. And Al Kofanim, that much we see from here, that the Chet of the Talmidim, L'chaya, had something to do with Lashon Hara. So now we know it's Lashon Hara. The question is, again, what's after Pnimus Atara? What is the sinning of the Gilui of the site Atara? What does that have to do with the Tikkun, with what brought about the stopping of the Magefa? So the Gemara in Erechim brings down in after Tesvav, the Gemara talks about a Baal Lashon Hara, and the Gemara says, what is for a Baal Lashon Hara? What should a Baal Lashon Hara do to be mechaper, to be mesaken, to bring about a tikkun to the terrible chet that he did? So the Gemara says that what should he do? The Gemara says yasik b'tayra, yasik b'tayra. Now, what's the pshan of this? Why is yasik b'tayra a trufa for Lashon Hara b'dafka? You know, learning Torah is always a good thing; it helps everything. But the Gemara is saying this is something specific to Lashon Hara. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. What's the nekuda? What's the shaychus between limud haTorah and Lashon Hara? So for this, there's a beautiful mimer from a footner in the Pachnitzik and Shavuos and mimer Mem Gimel, and he says it has been this Indian what the connection is with Lashon Hara Limud HaTorah, the Valdik or Oymik that he goes into. I'm just going to try to say the kitzer, the aside of what he says, the connection between Limud HaTorah and Lashon Hara. And he's mocked him with a pasuk we have in Chumash. The pasuk says in the parish of Ari Miklat, it says, If a person did not mean, he didn't intend to kill his friend, but he killed him, so he goes to the Eir Mikvot. So the Gemara says in this, in Makkos, in Daf Yod, and Rashi brings it down the Chumash over there, brings down a pasuk in Shmuel, the pasuk says, Kasha Yomer Mashal HaKadmoni Rishayim Yetzir Rasha. The pasuk says that the Mashal HaKadmoni, referring to the Torah, says, Rishayim Yetzir Rasha, Rasha, Rishas comes from a Rasha. And the Gemara says, what is this referring to? Where do we see that Rishas comes from a Rasha? It's referring to this Maisa with the Irin Miklat, where you have two people, who one of them killed B'Shagig, and there were no Edom to see that he killed B'Shagig. One of them killed B'Mezid, and no Edom saw the one who killed B'Mezid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu works it out, he orchestrates it, that these two people come together. And the one who killed B'Shagig is climbing on a ladder, the one who killed B'Mezid is under him. The one who killed B'Shagig falls on the one who killed B'Mezid, and Edom saw it. So therefore, the one who killed B'Mezid gets his Einish, he gets killed. The one who killed B'Shagig is in the Gadir Miklat. And this is the Maimer of the Mashal HaKadmaini, Mirishan Yetzer Rasha, from one who's a Rasha, who already did one Aver, another Aver will come. And eventually he'll get his Einish. That's the pshat over here in this pasuk of Mirsham Yetzer Rasha. So what we have to be honest on over here is that there's a new bitui, a new phrase, a new name in reference to Torah, a new word to that the Navi uses to refer to Torah, and that's Mashal HaKadmaini. It's interesting way to refer to the Torah. Instead of saying, like the Torah says, it says like the Mashal HaKadmaini said. What's the meaning of this word, Mashal HaKadmaini? And whatever it does mean, why would the Torah use this Lashon Dafka over here in reference to Eir Mikvah? We don't find this word Mashal HaKadmaini anywhere else in all of Tanakh. So what's the pshat in Mashal HaKadmaini? So when there's Masri that, you know, we know that the Pesukim talk about Va'akas HaYamim, there's going to be a Musig of Arlis HaLev. The Shmoko is going to be Mal Arlis HaLev, which the Ramban explains, means that there'll be a Bitl of Bechira. Lashon Lave, there'll no longer be Bechira. Now we know our whole world is based on Bechira. Comes Mashiach, there'll be no Bechira, the Bechira will become Batal, we're all going to naturally do Taiv, we'll be our Teva, only do Taiv and not Ra. That's going to happen, Lasa Lava. And the question is that, like I said, the whole Musig of Taira, Limudat Taira, keeping the Taira is only Shayach in the world of Bechira. The whole Taira is about being Becher B'Taiv, not being Becher B'Ra. That's what Taira is all about. How could it be that there's going to be a world without Bechira? So what role is Taira going to play? What's going to be the role of Tyre in a world without Bechira? We have a cloud, as I said, Tyre likely on the Kuakas, the Tyre is never going to change. The Tyre will never stop to be. So how could there be a Tyre in a world that has no Bechira? And the, and of what there's Mazwiligus, so Avinash says that the Medrash in the Yikra, in Parsha Shemini, the Medrash talks about Lasalavi, the Suda of the Leviathan. And the Medrash says that when by the Suda Leviathan, how is the Leviathan going to be shechted? Another behemoth is going to come and gore it, and it's going to rip it apart, and that's how the Leviathan is going to die. So the Medrash is bothered. That's not a kasha shechita. That's not a good shechita. How does that work? So the Medrash says a double nifla brings down a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tara mi'iti teitzei. The Tara will come forth from me. And the Medrash dashes, and that Tara chadasha mi'iti teitzei. So there'll be a new Tara that comes from me. Chiddush Tara mi'iti teitzei. And then the Medrash explains, it means there'll be a chiddush of Tara that will come from me. So what does this mean? So if there's Masri, then it means that Lasa Lavai is going to be not a new Tara, but the Tara is not going to be new, it's not going to be a new Tara, but there'll be a hischachus within the Tara itself. The Tara itself will renew itself, will rejuvenate itself, and express itself in a new Madura, in a new version that's going to be Matan, that will fit into the Ilam of Lasa Lava that has the Bechira, the Ilam of Bitl Halev. So it's going to be the same Tara that we have, but the Tara will renew itself and appear in a different Bechina, a different level, a different Madrega that will fit into this new Ilam that has no Bechira. This is the musig of Tara Chadasha, Mi'iti Teitzei. When the world is being nischadish, the Tara will be nischadish as well. It's going to be a new Havana, a whole new understanding of the Tara that we have today. And when it says, just like we have no Havana in that world of Lasa Lava, we have no Havana in this Tara Chadasha either. We don't know what this Tara is. We don't know what what it's going to look like. We don't know what this Tara Chadasha is, but we know there will be such a Tara. But he says that that is really the tachlis akol. That is really the tachlis of Tyra. The Tyra, the way it should be, is the Tyra Chadasha that will happen last Lave. That is the Tyra and the Shleimus in a world without Bechira. And the Tyra we have now is not really the ultimate Tyra. This is, in the stage before that, which will lead us to the Tyra Chadasha of last Lave. And being that the Tyra last Lave is the tachlis, that's the way Tyra should be. So the klal is always, we say, Seif Masav Machshava Tchila, what is the tachlis akol, what the tachlis is, what the goal is, always was the original machshava, the first machshava that was in the kavyachol in the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. So the machshava tchila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first thought of the Torah, even before the Eilam was Nivra, like the Gemara says, the Torah was Nivra before the Eilam was Nivra, that Torah that was b'machshava tchila is the Torah of Lasad Lave, the ultimate Torah, the Torah Chadasha. So the Torah that was cut into the Eilam is really that Torah that will have Lasad Lave, which is the ultimate Torah, the Torah without Bechira, and the Torah we have today is the Torah before it reaches that level. It's a different level of Torah. So what is the relationship between our Torah we have today and the Torah Lasad Lave, which is the real Torah, and the Torah before the world was created? What how does our Torah fit in? So it's like, okay, that's what Chazal means, that's what the Pasuk means when it talks about the Mashal HaKadmaini. Torah is called a Mashal HaKadmaini. What does that mean? Our Torah today is b'chinas a Mashal. It's like a Mashal and a Nimshal. And it's a Mashal for the real Torah, the ultimate Torah that will come last of Lavi, and the ultimate Torah that was Nivra before the Eilam. Just like when you have a Mashal and a Nimshal, the Ikar is the Nimshal. The Nimshal is the reality, it's what's real. The Mashal is just a way to be Misaber Sa'ezim, to help us understand the Nimshal in terms that we can understand, we can relate to. But everything that you have in the Nimshal, you're going to have in the Mashal in a more coarse way. It's not the Etzem Nimshal, it's a Mashal to the Nimshal. So the Torah we have today is a Mashal for the ultimate Torah, the Torah that will be Lasad Lave, the Torah that was before the Eilam, and everything that will be in that Torah is Merumas in this Torah and has Shrashim in this Torah, but the Torah we have today is really only a Mashal for that Torah Lasad Lave, and that's why it's called the Mashal HaKadmaini. This is a Mashal for the Torah that was Kadam to the Eilam, that came before the Eilam, that Torah of Seif Maisa, the Machshava Tchila. And being that the Torah Lasad Lave, the ultimate Torah, has within it this element of Bitul HaBechira, because Lasad Lave, there will be no Bechira. So even our Torah today, when it's in the Bechina of the Mashal, it has within it these Shrashim, these Nekudas of living a life of not having Bechira or a diminished Bechira. And Rav Hunda's Ma'aseh, that's the ending that we find that, because I'll say that Talmud is Mevili De Maisa. What does it mean Talmud Mevili De Maisa? It means if you learn Torah properly, it will bring you to do mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. When you learn Torah, it will be Mevili De Maisa, which if you think about it, is somewhat of a steer to Bechira. Right? Maisa is, we could decide, we have Bechira. Do we want to do the mitzvah? Do we not want to do the mitzvah? But the Torah says when you learn Torah, the musik of Bechira in some way is battle. It will inevitably bring you to a Maisa. How could this be? Why is Bechira battle within Torah? Because the Torah has within it this the Shrashim already of the Mahalach of Lasad Lave when Bechira will become battle. So in a Zeir Anpin, in a smaller level, when you learn Torah, there's always this Indian that will inevitably bring you Lidei Maisa, or be made Lidei Maisa. And that's what we refer to when we call it Mashal HaKadmaini, this Indian of the Bittul of Bechira within Torah itself. And therefore, Hunduz Masbir, that's why the Torah uses this Lashon B'davka Legabe, the Indian of Er Miklat, of Ritzach B'Shaygeg, because he says every time a person does a chet, whether it's B'Shaygeg, B'Mezid, it's always our Bechira. We could be Baicha to do Ra, we could be Baicha to be Pesheya, to be negligent, whatever it is, it's always our Bechira. The one time, B'chol Tarkula, where we find a chet, which could be Achol, was beyond our Bechira. We weren't Baicha to do it. We were forced into it. Is this Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us over here of the King Yinoliada. It's a Davar Kali. You have a person who didn't choose to kill B'Shaygeg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a certain result. So he worked it out. He orchestrated that the B'Tzach B'Shaygeg will be going up a ladder. The B'Tzach B'Mezid will be under the ladder. And Kibiyachal, he doesn't have Bechira. He goes up, he falls down, he kills him. And he goes to a mikvah. This is something which is a palak. And the Shabbat who took away our Bechira and made him kviyachal do a chet b'shagig. This is something which is only shayach to the Eilam, the la'asid, the Eilam of Bittul HaBechira. This is a chet of Torah which is clearly shayach to the Torah Hasida, the Torah of Torah Chadasha, the Torah of the Mashal, of the Torah which was cut into the Eilam. And that's why over here the Gemara uses this Lashon, the Torah uses Lashon of Mashal HaKadmaini, because this is one time, one instance in the Torah, we see clearly within the halacha itself that there's an element of bittul habechira, that there's Torah which the bechira is removed, and this is the meaning of mashal kadmaini. That's why it's used over in the context of ir miklat. So this is basically what. So we find when you have a secular to decide what to do, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene and save you from an Adam that involves a intervention and a tampering with the Kayach HaBechira, that's a much bigger Kiddush. So that we all know that it's definitely more within Teva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save you from a Behemah than from an Adam, because with a Behemah he doesn't have to tamper with the Kayach HaBechira. But Rav Huna's Mechadosh, Al Pi HaMedrash, the Yalkut, and Kiseitze, the Yalkut says, I'll tell you in a second what he says, is Al Pi this Yalkut, that even within the Adam itself, there's different layers, there's different levels, and there's different layers of the Kayach HaBechira. There's certain Chalakim of the Adam which the Bechira is on a lower level of Bechira, and then there's certain Chalakim of the Adam where the Bechira is in its height, in its peak, and that is in the Lashon. When it comes to Lashon, to Dibor, to the Kayach HaDibor, that's where you see the Kayach HaBechira in the strongest Eifen. And that's based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let me call ani matzilcha, I will save you from any tzara in the world. Av mibal lashon hara ata tamin atzmcha." When it comes to baal lashon hara, you have to save yourself. Kabiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will save you from anyone who tries to hurt you if you don't deserve it. But when it comes to a baal lashon hara, if he's trying to harm you, I'm not going to intervene, because then I'm mamish tampering with the kayach bechira, which is kabiyach too much, and you're achra. You have to save yourself from the baal lashon hara. So you see from the Zakhtar Fadlai that the somehow the Kayach HaDibar, the Kayach of Lashon, has within it a Kayach of Bechira greater than any other Chelek of the Adam. So what's the Pshat in that? Why is the Lashon? Why is Dibar? Why within Dibar do we see the Kayach of Bechira more than anything else? So he's Masber that we know that an Adam is unique, that he's the Bria, the creation, which is a Beicher. A Behema has no Bechira. A Behema has instincts, it just does whatever it wants. It's Nimshach Acher HaGuf. A Malach has no Bechira, a Malach is Ruchnis. Nimshach Acher HaNeshama, after Ruchnis. The only Beicher in the Bria is an Adam, because an Adam is a combination of both Kiviyachol, a Malach and a Behema, the Neshama and the Guf. We have within us the Behema, the Guf, which is Nimshach to Gashmias, and we have the Neshama, which is Nimshach to Ruchnis. And in that stira, that coexistence that we have between the Guf and the Neshama, results in Bechira, because we're pulled in two different directions, and it's for us to be Beicher, which way we want to go. We want to go to the Kayach HaNeshama or the Kayach HaGuf. That's what Bechira is really all about. So what was Mailed Bechira in the Adam is that Chibur of the Neshama and the Guf. When did that happen, the Neshama went into the Guf? That's the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, be Adam LeNefesh Chaya. When Adam became a Nefesh Chaya, that meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Neshama in the Guf, which was the Chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni, that created Bechira. Now, on that Pasuk, be Adam LeNefesh Chaya, we know there's the famous words of the Targum. What does it mean, LeNefesh Chaya? Zak the Targum, L'Ruach Memala. L'Ruach Memala means the Kayach of Dibur. When the Neshama and the Guf were in the Chaber, that resulted, that was Maila, the Kayach of Dibur, the Kayach of speech. That was a result of the Chibur of Neshama and Guf. So if the whole Musag of Bechira comes about from the Chibur of Neshama and Guf, and the Chibur of Neshama and Guf was Maila, the Kayach of Dibur, so sometimes it comes out that the Iker Nekud of Bechira is Bedafka in the Kayach of Dibur, and that Inyan of Leruach and Ruach Memalula in the ability to speak. That's why only Adam could speak, not a Behemoth, because Adam has his Chibur of Neshama and Guf. And the Maimer HaMusker of Hunter says, a famous part from the Ramah, the Ramah says, we say in Asher Yatzar, Reifu Chobasu Mafli Lasis. What does Mafli Lasis mean? What does a Pella mean? What's the sinning of Pella? And the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mafli Lasis is the Chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni, the connection between Gashmius and Ruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Neshama in the Guf. That's a Pella. That's the biggest Pella. And these words, Mafli Lasis, are the bridge that are Mekasher between Asher Yatzar, which is the Guf, Pella kind of Shama, which is the Neshama. It's the inning of Pella is this inning of Chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni, which the way it was Mazber is the Kayach HaDibur. And if Hunder says that's the pshat, why the Rambam put all the halachas that have to do with the Dibur, Nedarim, Shvuas, and Nazir, Vechule, and what he calls Sefer Hafla. Why Sefer Hafla? Because Hafla is this inning of Chibur Gashmi and Ruchni, which is Kayach HaDibur. That is what all these dinim of Nedarim and Shvuas come from this Kayach HaDibur. Okay, but Al Kopanim, what he's trying to say over here is that the whole Musag of Bechira, the Iker Makam of Bechira in the Adam, is in that Kayach HaDibur. That's where we see the Leruach Mamalala, the Chibur of the Neshama and the Guf. And that's why I need a special Hatzalah from the Baal HaLashon, because he's the biggest, in Lashon you have the biggest element of Bechira more than anything else. So now, the purpose of Bechira, the Tachas of Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is to be Beicher B'Tayv. We have to be Beicher B'Tayv, be Mayis B'Ra. And until ultimately we come to the Olam Shekulo Taiv, where there's only Taiv, where our Teva becomes to be Beicher B'Taiv. Every Bechira and Taiv that we do brings us closer and closer to the Zman of Lasa Lavai, where the Ra will become Batal, and the Taiv will become the only choice, will become Mochrach Me'elav. That's what Bechira is all about. whenever a person is Becher in Ra, whenever a person makes the wrong choice and you choose Ra, you're doing the opposite. You're bringing yourself further away from the Eilam Shekulo Taiv. You're bringing yourself further away from the Eilam of Eilas Halev. You're bringing yourself into Eilam where Faket, where the Ra is Shailat and not the Taiv. And that is the opposite of the Tachlis, which is the Eilam, which is Kulo Taiv. So every Aver that a person does is a Kilkel and Kayacha Bechira and using it L'Ra, bringing it away from its Tachlis. But Zakhapunner, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it's so much worse. It's a whole different madrega, because when you speak Lashon Hara, what you're doing is you're taking the Kayach of Bechira itself and you're using it, you're being mashkeset, you're destroying it because you're using it to be Becher Bera. And you're doing Aver with your hands, so you're using Bechira to be Chayto with your hands. But you're doing an Aver with your Lashon, with your Peh. The whole Musig of Peh is that, that's the Shvitz Bechira, that's the Makam HaBechira in the Adam, that's the Ruch Memalala, the Adam, and you're using that to be Becher Bera. That's mamish destroying the whole Musig of Bechira, and that is a churban, mamash a churban to the kaich of Bechira that there is in the Adam. And therefore, Zakta Futner, he says, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, the kilkel is so bad, the chet is so rad, the only way you can be misakin that, the only way you could do it is if you could somehow bring the kaich of Bechira back to where it was, recalibrate it, and bring it back towards the Olam Shekula Taiv, to the Olam that won't have Bechira, that will only have Taiv, and that's only through the kayach of limudat Torah, because when you learn Torah, you tap into that mashal akadmaini, to the shrashim of the Torah chadashim iti teitzik. Torah has within it the kayach of bitul abechira, talmud mevili de maisa, where you can be time a little bit, the time of lost lover, will there be no bechira, will there be only taiv. When the Baal Lashnar learns Torah, he's able to bring his kayach of bechira back to normal, back where it should be, back in the direction of lost lover, of Torah chadasha iti teitzik. That's the Indian, how he says, pshat l'yumar erechin, that the tikkun for Lashon Hara is the kayach of limud haTorah. That's the kayach of bringing the Bechira that was destroyed through Lashon Hara back to the highest level of Bechira, to the Olam Shekula Taiv that doesn't have any Bechira at all. Now, this musag of Torah Chadash Miti Teitzei that we said is the musag of the Torah Lashon Lavei, which doesn't have Bechira, is something which, as our footnote said, we don't have any asaga what that tire is. We don't know what that tire is. It's a tire chadasha. We'll find out Allah's love in this world. We don't know what that tire is. So even though our footnote said we don't know what it is, but Lamaisa, the Arizal was Megala a little bit what it is. You know, footnote Avada knew he didn't want to be Megala, didn't want to write it, but I'll just tell you what the Arizal writes. The Arizal writes he writes somewhere that he's talking about why in this world we don't pass in like Bishama. In this world we don't pass in like Bishama, and we also don't pass in like Rav Sherman by Yosef. So why is that? It's because of their Milo. It's not because of the Chassarim, but because of their Milo, they were on such a level that the whole Torah that they had, their whole Asaga to Torah, was a Torah from a different world, from the Olam Atzilus, a Torah that did not have any Gashmias, didn't have any Gufim. This was a Torah that belonged to a Sechliyim Nifradim of a different world where there's no Gufim, where there's only Kedusha. And that was a Torah of the Olamos Elyonim, that in this world we have no Shaychus to, so their whole Mahalach and Torah we can't paskin like in this world. But like Arizal, in Shemayim right now, we do paskin like Bishamim, we do paskin like Bishim Bar Yochai, because their Torah is Emes in Shemayim, and Lasid Lavi, the Halacha is going to be like Bishamim, the famous part they say, Halacha, Lasid Lavi will paskin like Bishamim, will paskin like Bishim Bar Yochai. Why is like Arizal? Because Lasid Lavi, we're going to lose our Guf, we'll become the Shamis. And he says, then there'll be this matzav of Torah Chadash and Me'iti Teitzei. Mamish brings down this medrash. The Torah will be Neschadish, it will be a new Torah. And then the Torah down here will be the same as the Torah of Shem Bayachai in Shemayim, the way it is now. So, Lasulavai, the Torah of Shem Bayachai, that right now we have no Shaykhus to, it's up there in the Olam Sol Yainim, will come down here and become Echad with our Torah. And that's the Musig of Torah Chadash and Me'iti Teitzei. So, the Arizal is telling us clearly, what is this Torah Chadash? The Torah Chadash of Lasid Lavi is the Torah of Shem Bar Yochai. That is the Torah of Kabbalah, that's Torah Sanister. It's something that he was Mechadish in a certain way in this world. He brought it down to this world. But Lemaisa, in this world, it's disconnected from the Torah of Nigla. You have Nister and you have Nigla. It's two different Chalakim of Torah. They're not connected because right now in this world, we're not on the Madrega that becomes the Ikra of the Torah. Lasid Lavi, when you reach the Madrega of Torah Chadash and Miti Teitzei, they'll become Echad, the Torah that we have in the Torah of Shem Bar Yochai, the Pinyas of Torah and the Kitsanis of Torah will become one, will become Echad. And then the halacha will talk to be like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So I think that if Rav Lindner wrote that the being maz with the Gemara, that the Iker tikkun for Lashon Hara is through the Torah Chadasha, and every Torah you learn, every time you learn Torah, you have a me'ain of that Torah Chadasha, so it's true every time you learn. But when you learn Torah Sanister, when you learn the Pnimis of Torah, that is the biggest tikkun, because then you're mamish your mamish tapping into that Terech Hadasha, to the Terech Lasan Lavai, in the strongest way, because that is mamish a te'ima of the Terech Lasan Lavai, that is the Taka the Terech Hadasha. So I think now we could try to understand a little bit what's going on, getting back to Lag BaOmer, why the Ma'ira of being Megala Pnimis HaTarech B'Shem HaYochai is what caused, what stopped the Magefa. So if we put it all together, you know, the way we were Masbir, the reason for the Magefa was Askara, which was a Chet of Lashon Hara. That's what it was all about. That was the Sibis Achet. And the Chet of Lashon Hara is this Kilko and the whole Karach of Bechira. It's a terrible Abla that the only Tikkun could come to Limad Atara that brings you back to the Ilam HaBechira, the Ilam Shekulo Tari. And every time you learn Tara, how do you create that Tikkun happens. But the ultimate Tikkun, the ultimate Tikkun of bringing the Bechira back to where it is Bedafka through Pnimis HaTaira. When you're able to have this element of Pnimis HaTaira, then you're able to reach a tikkun that you can never reach before. And when Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala, the Pnimis HaTaira, Lag BaOmer, that allowed them, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, to have such a tikkun, to be able to bring the Bechira back from where the Lashon Hara brought it, all the way to the Eilam Shekulo type, to Mamish learn the Taira Sanister, to learn the Taira Chadasha, and Mamish be time from that time of the Bechira, of where the Ra'az Batal and the Taira Shailet, that was the Amis HaTikkun, that was the ultimate tikkun. And that's why these two things happened on one day. It was the Gilui, the Pnimis HaTaira, which allowed them to really learn the Taira Chadasha in the strongest Eifen, which eventually brought about the stopping of the Magefa. And that, I think, is the Hezber and what happened on Lag BaOmer. Now, I think what we see from here is that is really the essence of Lag BaOmer, the essence of the day is being the Gala, the Pnimis HaTaira, the Sodis HaTaira, and to really feel a little bit the Me'ein of Lasa Lava, the way Taira is going to be, the Taira of Kula Taiv. And that's what's misakim the magefa. Now the question is, what does that do with us? You know, obviously we don't have shaykes to Torah on this earth, to the cleanness of Torah. So where does that leave us? So I just want to say very, very quickly that Tzidua, I think, of Tzadik writes us that the Torah on this earth is referred to as Torah Hasayid. So Torah of Sayid. Why is it called Torah Hasayid? So Tzadik says that a Sayid is a secret. When a person has a secret, you don't share it with everyone. Who do you share your secrets with? With people that you love. People who you love, who love you. That's who you tell your secrets to. And Rav Tzedek says that if a person has Avas HaTaira, if you love the Taira, and the Meir of the Taira is going to love you, the Taira will be Megala, it's Sidus to you. So to get the Sid of Taira is really a result of having Avas HaTaira. And I think this could be Masber, an interesting thing that we find, you know, when we deal a little bit with Taira Sanister, Kefi, Kochenu, whatever we know, we speak a lot about Ramazim. There's different Ramazim. There's Gematrias, there's Rosh HaTevis, there's Atbash, there's all different Ramazim that we find in Taira Sanister more than we find in other Chalakim of Taira. And if you think about it, it doesn't really make sense. So, you know, Ramaz could be found in any Chalak of Taira. Why is it Shayach Dafka to Taira Sanister more than any other Chalak of Taira? But I think the Pshat is like, if Tzadik is saying, there's a story with the Arsamech. The Arsamech was once learning with his Chavrusa, and they came across a Shver Taisis. They couldn't figure out Pshat. So the Arsamech told his Chavrusa, he says, let's take a break and let's daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zeicha to Avas HaTaira. Stavin for Avas HaTaira. And his Chavrusa said to him, why are you davening for Avas HaTaira? Why don't you daven for Yedias HaTaira? Daven to no pshat. Why Ava? So the Esamech told him, he told him a mashal. He said, there's a maisa that a woman had to run out of her house and she had a baby. So she gave her baby to her neighbor to watch the baby. And the baby was crying and crying. The neighbor tried to do all different things, feed him, give him a drink, whatever. And nothing helped. The baby kept on crying. Finally, the mother came home. She heard the baby crying. She went over to him. She did something. And right away, in a split second, the baby stopped crying. And the neighbor had a little chalishas l'das and said, you know, what's up, shat? You know, you speak his language. How did you know what he wants? And I didn't. And the mother told her, she said that I'm the baby's mother. I love the baby. The baby loves me. And when you love someone, you're able to chop the ramazim. You're able to chop their hints, even though they don't speak clearly. So, you know, I don't even realize, I don't necessarily know how, but I have the nuances of the baby. He cries like this. He moves his head like that. I know he's hungry. He's thirsty. I know exactly what the baby wants. And Sameach says that if you want to know what we don't understand in Torah, if you have Avas HaTorah, if you love it, you'll understand the Ramazan of the Torah in a way that you wouldn't understand if you didn't have that Ava. And I think being that Sidus HaTorah means that you have Ava. Without Ava, you can't get the Sid. So the more Ava you have, the more you understand the remises of the Torah, these hints. The hints are always there, but when you become an Ayav, when you're shocked of the Torah Sanister, suddenly you have the hints of the Torah, you have all the Ramazim more than you would do any other time. So I think what's Nagia for us, you know, whether some of us are shocked of the Torah Sanister, some of us not, you know, if you could, you could. If you can't, you can't. But the Ikar Nakuda is the Avas of Torah. What we have to work on is to have an Ava, to love the Torah, to love the Nisan HaTorah, And when you love the Torah, when you have an Ava, Mimela, the Sod will come. Mimela, the Torah will be Megala to some elements of Sod, some elements of Torah, and Nister. That's a result of Ava. So our Avodah is Ava, to create an Ava for Torah. It's a Maisa about Nesson C. Finkel used to say over, that when he came to the mirror, he was a young teenager, and he slept by his, I think it was his great uncle, Blazer Yehuda Finkel, the Rosh Shiva, and he said that he was sleeping, and Blazer Yehuda got up in the morning, 4 a.m. to start his day. He was about to make his Birchas HaTorah, but before he made his Birchas HaTorah, he noticed he went over to Shas, and he went over it, and he kissed the Shas, and he hugged the Shas, and he just lovingly looked at the Shas with a tremendous Ava, and then he made his Birchas HaTorah. And it made a roshim on him that, you know, we learn, but sometimes we forget to think about the Ava that we have for the Torah. That the Torah is, you know, Kiyem Chayenu, this is what we have, this is what makes us into who we are. That we're able, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take away everything away from us, but, you know, we have a Black Gemara, we're able to learn a little bit. There's no bigger simcha in the world. So I think that is the Avaida that we have to work on. We work on the Ava. The Pnimius HaTorah will come in Mela when we become Roy, it will hit us, we'll be Zaycha to be Shach more to the Seidus HaTorah. And through being Misgaber and being Megaber, Ava to Torah, and having some Shachas to the Pnimius HaTorah, Mezuz Hashem will be Zaycha Taka to come to tap into that Torah Chadash and Iti Teitze, which is the Tikkun of the Magefa, then of Tamid Rabbi Kiva, Mezuz Hashem will be a Tikkun for our Magefa. We should be Zaycha to Taka, have this Ava to Torah and come to the Madrega v'tiyatzim ha-makefa, we shall have Yeshuas v'nechamas v'karim.